I'm standing on a bridge in Wrangell's downtown harbor. This bridge connects Wrangell's mainland to Chief Shake's Island, where the historic Chief Shake's tribal house is located. This house has been here for over a century, and to ensure it makes it another 100 years, Wrangell's Cooperative Association is in the middle of a major restoration project to repair the old clan house and the totem poles surrounding it. In charge of this task are 7 carvers.
Hello, my name is Wayne Price.
Hi, I'm Tammy Meisner.
Oh, my name's Justin Smith.
Hello, I'm Linda Churchill.
Hi, I'm Joshua Lesage.
Hi, my name's Susie Kaysinger.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Pazer.
These carvers are from all over Alaska, including Haines, Whitehorse, Homer, Sitka, and Wrangell. They've spent hundreds of hours since August adding the new posts, walls, and flooring for the restored clan house. Linda Churchill is one of the Wrangell carvers working on the project, and she says her mother used to live on the island.
When I'm there, I feel like I'm almost at home, too. It's quite exciting to be able to be a part of this. My dad and my uncle, Denny Barlow, and other people here in Wrangell have all been in there and adds, and I feel very fortunate to be a part of all this.
Like many of the carvers, Churchill has a connection to the clan house. It's part of her family history, as well as her Tlingit heritage. But the house also has a community-wide significance. Local carver Tammy Meisner.
When you stop and think about what we're doing, replacing artwork, sometimes it feels a little overwhelming and, can I really do this?
She says the project has been a spiritual experience for her and says she and the rest of the carvers want to make their ancestors and the future generations proud of the work they're doing.
It's nice to have a team who completely supports what you're doing and is always looking out and saying, good job, and is always positive, so that really helps. Because we want to do our best, and we want to do our best for our ancestors, so just questioning yourself all the time is the thing that I have to overcome.
Vanessa Pazar has been carving for over a decade and says working alongside master carver Wayne Price has taught her a lot about the craft.
The time to observe Wayne Price working, using his adz and his tools, and watching how he communicates with the board, his open heart and open mind, has really influenced me.
The other carvers agree that the project has motivated them to continue to develop their craft.
I have a lot more confidence in what I could do and what I can achieve, and I feel like I could do a lot more now.
That's Josh Lesage, and like many of the other carvers, he believes the project has expanded his knowledge and appreciation for the craft. Same goes for Justin Smith.
I like doing this kind of work, and I want to keep doing it. I've done it a few times for other communities, and it just feels good to do this kind of work. It benefits everybody.
So far, the group has added over 4,000 of the 7,000 square feet of wood for the project. And as the winter months approach, the team of carvers are still hard at work carving the last of the wood for the house. Master Carver Wayne Price says the key to the longevity of a clan house is to restore it properly and not to cut corners along the way, something he says his team understands.
On honest days, work is honest days pay, and that's how we're going to do it. And we will build this clan house. It will get done, and if all goes well, we'll get done on time. But my policy usually is it'll be done when it's done.
In mid-November, Price will be heading to Sitka to work on a totem pole project. And at that time, a small crew will work through the winter months in Wrangell to prepare for the restoration of Chief Shake's in the spring. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.